Okay, we're about to begin a new sugya, really a brand new sugya. Starts out as a Masechta sugya, but it quickly branched out like Alter Akula. It's very much a Shas sugya, and that's the sugya of Mitzvah Babi Aveira. So the Gemara begins on the bottom of Chavdes of the Beis, where the Gemara was analyzing why the Mishnah disqualifies all cases seemingly for the entire week. Ulva Gazel is possible the whole week, Ulva Yavish is possible the whole week, and the Gemara wants to know why is that so. The Gemara picks up from three lines on the bottom of Chavdes of the Beis. Ulva Gazel, Bishlama Yom Tov Rishon, I understand why Lulav HaGozel is disqualified on the first day, Dichsiv Lachem Yishal Lachem, because it has to belong to you. So if it's stolen, it's no good. If it's borrowed, it's no good. If it's not Lachem, it's no good. Elabi Yom Tov Sheni, am I low? What about after the first day? Why should there be a problem of a Lulav HaGozel after the first day? Again, we spent a lot of time last week talking about, does after the first day mean the Mikdash, Chutz the Mikdash, nuances of that, but Lamais, at some point, the buck stops here. There's no reason to disqualify Lulav HaGozel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Mishum Ben Yochai, Mishum Dehavale Mitzvah Habah Ba'Aveira. The reason why a Lulav HaGozel is possible is because of the concern of Mitzvah Babi Aveira, Shinemar, Ba'Aveisem Gozel, V'yasapisech, V'yasachole. The Pasuk in the Navi Malachi criticizes us. The Navi calls out and says, why are you bringing me these terrible animals for Karbonos? Why are you bringing me the stolen goods? And why are you bringing me the blemished goods and the sick goods? I don't need all those animals. So the Pasuk lumps together stolen goods with Chayla, Gozel and Pisech. Gozel dubu de Pisech. Ma Pisech. Pisech means the animal is crippled. There's something physically wrong with it. Ma Pisech leis takanta. Just as the animal that the Navi is saying that Hashem Baruch Hu doesn't want as the korban, there's no way to ever rectify it. Av Gozel leis takanta. So to a stolen animal can never ever be rectified. There's no way to bring a stolen goods for a korban. Lo shel lefnei yush, lo shel liachay yush. The Gemara says it doesn't matter whether the original owner gave up hope or not. Bishlama. So bishlama lefnei yush. So I understand why an animal can't be brought if the owner hasn't been misyayish yet. Because adam ki yakam mikemam racham adavlav yudei, it doesn't belong to you. So if you stole something and he's still looking forward to getting it back, it's still his. El yachay yush, hakani biyush. But if you stole it and the original owner has already given hope, haven't you acquired it with yush? I am streamlining every line of this Gemara because every line of this Gemara is going to become a sugya in of itself. You acquired it with yush, really? Is that true? Well, to find out in weeks to come. El alav, it must be the only way to explain why this carbon is possible. Mishum dahavale mitzvah babi aveira. It must be that this Paskin Navi is teaching us this principle. Stolen goods are always off limits because of the absolute cross the board principle called Mitzvah Babi Aveira. At Kantivir Agamon. So we have a lot of work to do. We haven't even started the sugya. We already have a lot of work to do. The Gemara is telling us that the reason why a stolen lulav is no good, even when there's no din of lachem, even after the first day, it's still not acceptable because of Mitzvah Babi Aveira. As it says explicitly in the Pasuk in the Navi Malachi. Now, whenever you see a Gemara like this, you already start to get nervous, right? Start to shake. The Gemara is quoting a Pasuk in Malachi as a source of a din. That's very, very strange. We usually think that the Chamisha Chumash Torah, the Torah, is the source for dinim. Very rarely do we find dinim that are coming from the Vim Uksuvim. So we immediately have two different ways to approach this. Before we even look at the Rishonim, our immediate reaction to this Gemara is as follows. That maybe the Gemara doesn't mean this is a din min haTorah. Maybe this whole institution of Mitzvah Babi Aveira is only a din min derabbanan, and therefore there is no real pasuk for it. And the Gemara is just quoting a pasuk. No, it's a nice idea. It's meravis to it. It's a hint to it, but it's not a real drasha. It's not a real din deraisa. It's only a din derabbanan. That would be an easy way out of how do we explain the Gemara quoting a pasuk from them? Or maybe no. The Gemara in other places does quote dinim based on psukim from the Vim Uksuvim. And the Gemara will every once in a while ask the question, wait a second, and what happened before the Navi was written? The Gemara asks on a sugya, and the Gemara was a din from Paskin Yecheskel. What did they do before Yecheskel came around? So the Gemara answers in multiple places, that means the Pashup Shah is that it was halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The din pre-existed the Paskin Navi. The Navi is just referencing it. The Ravi is alluding to it. The Navi is hinting to already a pre-existing divin of Torah. So it could be that the Navi, Mitzvah B'Aveira, was part of Teshuva Peh, was part of an age-old tradition for hundreds and hundreds of years before Malachi was born. The Navi Malachi is just, when he's giving his Nevuah, part of his Nevuah is assuming you already know this din, and he's Merames, he's hinting to this pre-existing din. So it's unclear when the Gemara quotes any given din from Navi, whether the Gemara is going down track number one, that it's only Midrabanan, or whether the Gemara is going down track number two, that it really has the status of a Diraisa, and again, just an Asmach to be Alma in terms of the Pasik proper. So from this Gemara, it's hard to tell one way or the other. We have to start to do our homework, start to look around and try to see, do we have any indications from any other places, any other Amar Chazal, any Gemaras, any Rishonim, as to what the din should be. So there is another Gemara that we have to look at. And it's going to be a combination of these two Gemaras that's going to ultimately present for us two different approaches in the Rishonim, how to deal with this very topic. Take a look back on Sukkot Daf Tesem and Aleph. So the Tesem and Aleph, towards the very bottom of the page, the Gemara is discussing what the significance of the phrase of Chag HaSukkos Taseh L'cha Shivas Yom is all about. Chag HaSukkos Taseh, Lashon HaSiyah, refers not just to the celebration of Yom Tov, but refers to the actual making of the Sukkah, Lashon HaSiyah. And therefore the Gemara wants to know, well, what does L'cha mean? So there was one Tana, the view of Tana of Beis Shammai, who held that Taseh L'cha means, as it means in other places, in Halacha B'chos of L'osef HaKrisos, it's a Lashon of L'shma, that a Sukkah has to be made L'shma. And according to Beis Shammai, if you build a sukkah not for the purposes of the mitzvah sukkah, it's psula min haTorah. The Gemara says Beis Hillel doesn't accept that. Beis Hillel doesn't agree to that. Never heard of such a din. So what does l'cha mean according to Beis Hillel? So the Gemara picks up and says four lines from the bottom. Chag HaSukkos Taseh l'cha, l'cha l'shem chovcha. Isn't that what it means? That you have to do it l'shem mitzvah? No. Ha'u mevayle l'miyute gezula. The word l'cha is coming to tell me if it's a stolen sukkah, it's not acceptable. Now that is also a very, very loaded question, because what does it mean? I stole the schach, I stole the walls, I kicked the guy out of his house. Well, what is that? Again, hopefully to be determined as sugyas continue later on the term. But it's clear from the Gemara that there's a pasuk, there's a drasha that's coming to exclude a sukkah gezula. So now is where the Rishonim begin. Rishonim b'avad kasha, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a stolen sukkah is no good? Is it an obvious? Isn't it already covered by the principle of Mitzvah Bavi Aveira? That's the question of the Rishonim, and at least four or five of the answers to that question, depending on what you think the answer to that question is, that is going to set the stage for what you think Mitzvah Bavi Aveira is or is not. So this is really where our sugya begins. So to understand Aflam and to understand the parameters of Mitzvah Bavi Aveira, let's go back 21 blah and begin to answer that question of the Rishonim. So let's take a look at Tosfos. Okay? So the first one on the page of the Tesa and Aleph to challenge with that question. So says Tosfos, Tema, the bottom Tosfos, home of Bible, Tema, Tema Klei Mishum Dabli Mitzvah Babi Aveira, the Mehai Taima Paslinon should probably be Lur Vagozel, Beyond the Shein, the Commander Reish, Lur Vagozel. So says Tosfos, wait a second. We already know from Daf Tes that there's a psul called Mitzvah Babi Aveira. So how come that psul doesn't suffice it to disqualify stolen sukkah? So Tosfos works, and Tosfos works, and Tosfos works, and Tosfos works. And finally they get to the punchline, the Yeshua. Remember, we're going to skip down about five or six lines. The first word line is Yeshvu. Says Tosfos, V'yeshleimar, the time of the Mitzvah Babi Aveira, Lav Diraisa Elamid Rabbanon. That the whole principle of Mitzvah Babi Aveira is not a Din Diraisa, it's only a Din Midrabbanon, and therefore you cannot ask, why do I need a pasuk to disqualify Sukkah Gezula? Typically, that it's already pasuk. The answer is no. On a level of Diraisa, Lulei the pasuk of Lachal of Gezula, Itaka would not have been pasuk. It would have been okay. Because Mitzvah Babi Aveira is a superimposed psul midrabbanan. So ad kan divrei Tosfos in Masechet Sukkos. Simple question, simple answer.
You could say that might be obvious from our Gemara also, because our Gemara is saying, well, them.
Oh, very good.
Right here,
excellent.
Lathem is deraisa, and then we're only trying to figure out, okay, we don't have lathem, you know, for the second day, so we need something else. If it was really deraisa from the beginning with, the Gemara doesn't have to assume right away that the first pasul deraisa is from lathem.
Fantastic, gewaldig. So you were mechavin to all those lines that I streamlined in the middle of the Tosfos. So, okay, yeah. You challenged me to answer, I got to answer the question. Tosfos raises that question. Tosfos says, my lulav, does Lachem really teach me Lamayit Gozel? Maybe Lachem really teaches me Lamayit what?
Shul.
To exclude a borrowed lulav. Because Lamayit is a borrowed lulav is possible. The Torah doesn't say, Vaydav Hashem HaShleim Lachem Lamayit Gozel. The Torah just says, Lachem. So we're lumping together all the different things that could be not Lachem. Shul is not Lachem. Gozel is not Lachem. But the reality is that it could be that the word Lachem is needed only Lamayit Shul. And it really is not needed Lamayit Gozel, because Gozel Tach would be covered in the Mitzvah there. By Sukkah She'ula is Kshera, so therefore that wouldn't be an acceptable answer. That was a streamlined six lines in the middle. So we have Taisa Shita good, so we walk away Taisa Daf Tes. Now, it's the Kashi, give it there, it's the Tumavir, it's the Rabbanan, call it a day. However, it is clear that there are other days in Tosis that disagree with this Tosis. Let's take a look on the Flamen of an Aleph. Let's take a look at the bottom of the top Tosfos. Mishum da'avah mitzvah b'aveira. Let's take a look at the last couple of lines of that Tosfos. Umi u'teima. Tosfos poses the question. B'perek kol sha'ah, d'sanya ein yotzei yidei matzah b'tevel. The Gemara says that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah if the matzah that you're eating is tevel. You didn't take off the proper tzumos and ma'asros. That matzah would not be acceptable. V'dorish le'mikra. And the Gemara is a whole derasha, yotzazel, and my tevel, oh, chavgadja, no pun intended on that, but I didn't mean that line, in the second brach of Psachim, to tell me that a matzah shall tevel is possible. Frektais is a simple kasha. Tepun klei mishum mitzah babi aveira. Why doesn't the Gemara say mitzah babi aveira? The ka'ochli surah of an afikidei matzah. Isn't that obviously covered? Isn't a matzah shall tevel clearly an example of mitzvah babi aveira? Shouldn't it have been covered by the psul of mitzvah babi aveira? Why the necessity for a pasuk? And how does Tosfos answer that question? They don't answer it. They blight by a mutema. What do you think a potential answer to that question, Tosfos, is?
Is tevel really an aveira?
No, it's pretty good aveira. You can't eat tevel. It's eating tevel. So eating matzah tevel. So l'chor, the easiest answer to this question, as Noam says, is, wait a second, hold the phone. Mitzvah of aveira is only derabbanon, and the Gemara is searching for a pasuk to disqualify tevel with deraisa. That would have been such an easy question, such an easy answer to this question. Why didn't Tosfos think of this? Why did Tosfos leave with the tema and not answer? Whatever Tosfos says tema, that means there's no answer. If tema means there's going to be a teretz, tema means there's no answer. Why is no answer? The answer is pasuk. What do you see from this Tosfos? What do you see clear as day from this Tosfos? That they hold mitzvah aveira is deraisa. There's no question about it. As I said earlier in this Tosfos also, there's no question Tosfos in the Talmud disagrees with the Tosfos in the Daftes. Not even a Shaila. Not even a latest Sofik in my mind. That this Machlokes 2 days in Tosfos about this very point. So whereas Tosfos and Daftes solve the world's problems by saying, why do you need a pasuk to disqualify Sukkot Gezula? Taper when mitzvah aveira, Tosfos says, oh, the answer is mitzvah aveira is only derabbanan. And the fact that Tosfos and Sukkot Daflamit didn't give that identical teretz, which would have been an appropriate teretz, to answer the matzah dilemma, you see clear that Tosfos undermined that very premise. Tosfos Daflamit, another Baal Tosfos disagreed and said, no, it's not true. Mitzvah Aveira is very much a deraisa. It's a pasuk malachi, it's halacha mesidach, it's a gemilah, whatever you want to call it, but it very much has the status of deraisa. So therefore, you cannot say the rabbanon deraisa teretz like they wrote back in Daftes. Okay, Makabel, Tosfos and Sukkot Daflamit. So back to the test now. So how would Tosfos on the Vlamit solve the dilemma back in the test? What would they say? Tema that also, everything's a tema. There's no answer. What would Tosfos on the Vlamit do if you hold that it's a Bavera, it's really, really truly deraisa? What would you do to solve that dilemma back in the test? What is the answer to that question? So Tosfos doesn't say, but there's a Ritva that does say. Therefore, I said that the Ramah comes, the Ritva of Tosfos. So let's take a look at the Ritva. First column of the Ritva. Hadi Amrina Naum Vaila Mute Sukha Gazula. Tmiha Milsa. Wonder. Halamali Kura. Tape of Lay Davli Mitzvah Babavera. Kilavin Bukarna Vululov. They just quote right out of our Gemara. Vitir Tzu Betosvas. Don't be misled by that statement of Vitir Tzu Betosvas. It is not a Tosvas here. It actually is a Tosvas Ramin of Parrots. It must ask Tzachim. But again, as we know, Rishonim are different. There are so many different versions of the Taisim floating around. So when the Ritva says Tirtz Taisim, he's not Meshubat to what it's printed in Arvel Mishas. It means he was referring to a Taisim made of parrots. Tirtz Taisim. The lake lemei mar mitzvah bav yavera, el bedover bo leratzos, ki korban velulav, of halo b'shar mitzvahs. What did Rabbeinu Peretz just say? An eye-opener. What did Ritva just said? Mitzvah of Yavera is true, and it's deraisa. Sometimes. What is a deraisa? Well, the only time that the pasuk that in the Chumash, the pasuk where Lachi talks about it, is by Karbonos. So the Ritva seems to be saying, yes, it's true, it's unique to Karbonos. Karbonos v'chayayitze bohem. Other mitzvahs that have certain characteristics similar to Karbonos are subject to the psul deraisa. A mitzvah of Yavera. But not all mitzvahs have those characteristics. Now, what characteristics of Kavanos are we looking for? So we're not looking for Kedusha per se. We're not looking for Mikdash per se. There's something special about a Korban that lends itself to a psul of mitzvah of Yavera. That characteristic will spill over to some mitzvahs and not to others. And the only hints we have to go on, it spills over to Lulav, because that's our Gemara Daf Lamed, and it clearly doesn't spill over to Sukkah, because that's the premise of the Kasha Daftes. So Manishtad, a little from Sukkah. They're both mitzvahs, they both appear, same Sukkah and Chumash, they both have to do with the other Sukkahs. Manishtad, a little Sukkahs. Why is that Lulav lends itself more to mitzvah of Bezeira, Psul, than Sukkah? So Taizu Ben Paris in this Ritva have a startling mahalach, a startling characteristic that they have one. It's the notion Leratzes. What does it mean Leratzes? Ratzos l'ratzon is a phrase that's used very often in the realm of Karbonos. It conjures up almost the image of a person coming to like give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like to appease to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'ratzon l'hem b'fnei Hashem. I want to give something to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That idea of I want to give something to the Ribbono Shel Olam is very, very much in sync with the psul of Mitzvah B'Avera. Why is that? My eye. What does the giving have to do with? That's what the Gemara says, that the Gemara is a mashal, later on the Flamid, the Gemara is a mashal, that if you want to give something to somebody, don't give something that's stolen. It means you're trying to give something, so give something that's appropriate. Don't give something that's stolen goods. What does the Ritva say? Some mitzvahs lend themselves to that idea of giving to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and others don't. Karbonos are obviously, there's no question that's a mitzvah ratzon. And now it gets a little bit tricky. Lulav zok the Ritva, that's also a ratzon to give mitzvah. Sukkos nisht. What is it about lulav that's the ratzon? Very, very unclear. What is it about lulav that's the ratzon? Do we have any idea what lulav, how lulav resembles karbonos? So the Gemara has a fascinating statement. The Gemara later on says, you wave a lulav, you know what else you wave? The Gemara says, the same way you wave the chazat trufa, v'shokat truma. It's wave.
Or bikurim.
Bikurim. Those are like kachim that could do. So waving is like, I'm giving something to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here it is. Here it is. I'm giving it to you. Here it's all yours. A very, very strange thing. It's a din min haTorah that lulav has that characteristic of tenufa to it, of waving to it, or presenting to the Ribbono Shel Olam to it. If you want to connect this a little bit to what we spoke about last week, lulav is also very mikdash oriented. Remember from what you're deep from the Rambam, that it could be the ikar mitzvah maybe the whole week, maybe mikdash, so to speak. We're like, you know, we're tagging on to the mikdash in Bergenfield. The real mitzvah is the smach of the Shem Gakshim is Yom. So the Ritva is saying, therefore, mitzvahs.
The Ilu we had, where you're using the Aravas of Hekdesh to.
Right. So it's up to Ritva, it's up to Rabbeinu Peretz, that mitzvahs such as Korbanos, which is the original source in the Pasuk in Malachi, and Lulav, those kinds of mitzvahs are subject mitzvah of Avera. which mitzvahs are not sukkah. I'm giving a Dittur Boshon. I built a sukkah in my backyard. I'm sitting in my sukkah. That's I don't wave the schach. I'm not waving the wall. I'm sitting in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah sukkah. It's a beautiful, wonderful mitzvah. But it's not a matana to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. And therefore, maybe it's not subject to mitzvah. So that would be a fascinating other second approach. Who do you think doesn't buy into this approach?
Taisus.
Why? How do you know? Prove to me.
They don't say it.
Well, besides, it tells the Beftas, obviously. Which other Tosas
clearly?
Tosas the Flam. Why? Because what was their tema? In fact, the Kasha, or the Matzah, right? Yes, the Kasha for Matzah, and they left for Tzorachiyu, and why didn't you post this path? And Matzah, take the Mitzvah of the Vev, the Ritvon would have been a prayer to write, so the answer should have been what?
It's not the Rotsa.
And guess what? That's exactly what Rabbeinu Peretz says in Psochim. Rabbeinu Peretz asks the same Kasha as Tosin Sukkot asks. How come you're supposed to be matzah? You know, Rabbi Peretz says, good morning. He says, no, because it's not L'Rotzo, and therefore there's no dinner to over there. So the fact that Tosin the Flam couldn't think of that Teretz, because they never heard of such a chim, they never heard of such a wild thing. It's Rotzo, not Rotzo, never heard of such an idea. So Rabbi said, we have two Terutzim in the Rishonim, how to solve the Gemara and Daftes. Why the Gemara needs a Pesach to disqualify Sukkah Gezula? One was because Mitzvah Bavir L'Gam raised the Rabbon. One is because Mitzvah Bavir only is limited to certain mitzvahs, but neither of those two mitzvahs can help us. For the Tosos, for our Tosos, the Flamen. So we're back to school.
Yeah, but with Matzah, the Mitzvah and Avera are coming simultaneously, right? Whereas by Sukkah, you steal it and then
I'm going to ask you in the chat, is that better or worse?
So generally, Mitzvah and Avera is like a simultaneous action, isn't it?
Well, Lulav is the opposite. Lulav is not that way. Lulav you steal first, you have the Mitzvah later.
Well, maybe that's why it's saying it's lulav may not be a deoraisa, the mitzvah habavera. Same with the sukkah may not be a.
So you're saying that matzah. So you're making matters worse. So you're saying matzah is so super duper duper mitzvah habavera. It's mamash b'shas hamitzvah itself.
Yeah.
So then you just made
that's
matters worse.
That's why it's deoraisa.
No, but you made matters worse for us. Mm-hmm. So then, oh, I didn't do anything. So you're trying to explain that again. You're trying to show that Tosus held. That matzah, it doesn't answer Tosus kasha for matzah. He's just trying to show me that Tosus only said that was their aisa because that was b'shas and it's for mamish.
Whereas
interesting. Okay, so if all Tosus said in this Tosus in the last five lines would be right, but Tosus earlier spoke about lulav also being their aisa. So it's a good try.
Skip that part.
Okay, so by say we're back to square one. We're still looking, searching for another possible answer. So the Tosus left test. Flamin doesn't like. The Beit Peretz and the Ritva, Tosfos the Flamin doesn't like. Let's take a look. Let's go back to the Ritva. So Tosfos the Ritva says the end of the second column in the Ritva. The Yeshlaimer, another answer. The Anan Hashto the Shmuel Kaminon, the Leisle Mitzvah Biaveira, the Shumachi Isrichle Kral the Mute Gezula. Tosfos said, Mitzvah Be'Aveira is not agreed upon by everybody. I brainwashed you to think that everybody buys into Mitzvah Be'Aveira. Who's everybody? Let's go back to the Flamma. Let's read the Gemara carefully in the Flamma again. Let's read the Gemara does or does not say. So Gemara asked the Kasha, why are you not Yotzei on Yom Sheni? What's the problem? There's no Chisar of Lachem. So in the bottom of Chavdes and the Beis, he went to the number of Yeichen, I'm sure Ben Yochai, Mitzvah Be'Aveira. So Rabbi Yechon and Shuba Yechon, they discovered this psalm called Mitzvah B'Aveira. And that's the reason why that Yotzei on Yom Sheni. Let's take a look for a minute. The Suya continues. Let's go back to Laman Amin Aleph. Let's go to the first words of the line, Upliga. It's about two-thirds down. Says the Gemara, that which you've been telling me that on the second day is not apostle because of Mitzvah B'Aveira, Upliga to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak Barachmeni Amar Shmuel. Lo shon ve'ela b'yomtav rishon, abo yomtav sheni mitach sheyetzi b'shal yetzinam b'gozol. What did Shmuel just say? It's called Rabbi Yitzchak. What did Shmuel say? If you have a stolen lulav, in fact you are yotzei on the second day. There is no din of what Rabbi Yitzchak according to Shmuel.
Mitzvah
Aveira. Doesn't exist. There's no mitzvah Aveira. Shmuel denied that drash of the pasuk in Malachi. T'machayim z'biyechen in Shmuel. Comes to Ritva and says, great, wonderful. Now that we just ascertained, we've actually read the next few lines of the Gemara, so we ascertained the Machlokes of Aroim. You have a stomach of Gemara in Daf Tes that says that you need a pasuk to disqualify Sugi Gezula. What happened if it's a Maveir? The answer is this Sugi is following Shmuel, it's not following Rabbi Yochanan. That in Achinami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the din would be it's Psul, it's a Maveir. In Achinami, says Tysus, it's a Maveir is a good reason. Itaka disqualifies. The Gamri disqualifies Minatar, it disqualifies even by non-Rav, so it disqualifies by Sukkah. And if you really truly believe in the Sugya, it would disqualify Sukkah also, there's no need for a Pasuk. I think Rav wants a Pasuk. That Pasuk was Shalakal, that was Shmuel talking, not Rabbi Yechon talking. That's the Rav's Terence. So now we have to test that Terence and see, can tell us in Sukkah the Flam and buy into that Terence or not. So in order to understand whether Tosis can buy into that or not, we have to go back to Daf Lamed and figure out what Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are arguing about exactly. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Gevalt, there's a Psul, it's a Mavir, there's a Poskim Malachi, and Shmuel says, no, there's no such thing. What was the Machlokes? So the Ritva just committed himself to one beer in the Machlokes. The Ritva just said, the Machlokes is Minachotso Akotso, from one extreme to another. Rabbi Yochanan is the biggest believer in Mitzvah Mavir, and Shmuel is a complete and total denial of Mitzvah Mavir. There's no such thing. No such animal never entered. Doesn't exist on the Lachic Graver screen. There's no such thing as Mitzvah Mavera, not by Lulav, not by Sukkah, not by Kabbalah, not by Matzah. Not, the Zir doesn't exist. And therefore, the Ritva is a Kabbalah Kedaretz. Shiach, great Teretz, that the Sugya Daf Tes is following Shmuel. But unlike the Ritva, Tosos themselves and the Flava were not as daring as the Ritva. Tosos and the Flava did not learn that was the Machoik between Shmuel and Yochan. How do I know that? Because of a tiny Tosos, a half a line Tosos. Let's take a look at the last toast of the Flamen of Ralph. One half a liner. Shmuel said, "Bitoshi Yotzi B'Shal Yotzi B'Goz." He Yotzi with the stolen lulav on the second day. Says Tosfos, Shmuel meant to deny mitzvah b'Yaveira. Chalila b'Chalila. Says Tosfos, "Hocha Dafka Shehu Midrabbanon Lo Chayish Mitzvah B'Yaveira." Says Tosfos, Shmuel never. Wildest dream denied it. He denied some of it. It's a Paschim Malach, a Paschim Nogi. Or Shmuel meant to say, this mitzvah is such a low level mitzvah. It's only a Dirabana. Why is it only a Dirabana? Because it's Lulav, Chutzpah, Fortech, Omoy. It's such a low level mitzvah, says Tosfos, and it's only a Dirabana Dika mitzvah. Therefore, the Chia Yadva mitzvah is Dirabana, and Shmuel didn't think we have to be worried about mitzvah Bab Yadera. But if it would be a mitzvah deraisa, of course there's mitzvah Bab Yadera. So Rabbi Say, right in front of our very eyes, there's a machloikis Tosas under the Ritva about what the machloikis Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan was. According to the Ritva, the machloikis Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan was mamish min akotza lakotza. Rabbi Yochanan accepted this of Avera, and Shmuel denied it categorically. According to Tosas, that is b'chlal not true. According to Tosas, everybody subscribes to Mitzvah of Avera. The machloikis is it apply only to Mitzvah Derais or even to Mitzvah Derabon? According to this Tosfos of Lamed and Ralph, which we could probably assume is the same Baal Tosfos as the top of Lamed and Ralph, probably didn't change teams and to Tosfos, these Tosfos, representative of the Shittas of Tosfos and Sumit of Lamed and Ralph, we had a kasha, we left with a kasha, why do I need a possible enough test to passel a simple gzula, typically we should mitzvah of the Veira? So the Ritva gave us a teretz. What was the teretz? Hacham asking, it's following Shmuel. Not in the wildest dreams would Tosfos and Sumit of Lamed ever give such a teretz. Because according to Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Lamed, nobody denies Mitzvah Aveira, not even Shmuel. Shmuel only argues with its application Legabe Mitzvah Derabanan. Legabe Mitzvah Deraisa, Shmuel also buys into it. Other Zoy that Shmuel buys into it, Legabe Mitzvah Deraisa, then the whole Teretz of Daf Tes is wrong. The whole Teretz of the Ritva doesn't get off the ground. So, Rabosa, I think we just struck out on Tosfos and Daf Lamed. Because everywhere we turn, every answer to the kasha of Sukkah Daf Tes, Tosfos just negated. Again, kasha was, why do I need a pasuk to disqualify Sim Zula? Table and mitzvah Bavir Veira. One mahalach was, oh, mitzvah Bavir Veira is Dirabanan. Wrong. Ayin. Tosfos kasha matzah. Okay, try again. Oh, mitzvah Bavir Veira only applies to mitzvahs of Ratzon. Wrong. Ayin. Tosfos Daf Lamed. Discussion and matzah. Teres number three. Tep number three. Oh, Daf Sukkah Daf Tes is only according to Shmuel who denies mitzvah Bavir Veira. Wrong. Because Tosfos Daf Lamed says Shmuel doesn't deny it. Shmuel only disagrees with a particular application of Mitzvah Derabanan. So we are still 0 for 3. So before we offer a fourth teretz to the real, I don't want to say the real true teretz, but a real true teretz, to solve Tosfos Dilemma Daf Lamed, I want to take a step back for a minute and understand what just played out now between Tosfos and the Mizrah as to what Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan were really truly arguing about. We have a machloek Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha l'maisa, can I be yotzei with a stolen lulav on the third day of Chalamoid? Yochanan says no, Shmuel says yes. We have machloekis Tosfos and the Mizrah, what is the nekudas of machloekis? According to Tosfos, the nekudas of machloekis is a very, very small, minute point. Do we say mitzvah v'aver mitzvah d'rabbanan or not? And according to the Mizrah, the machloekis is much more profound than that, much deeper than that, much more encompassing than that. It's a machloekis, is there a principle called mitzvah v'aver or not? That's quite a difference of machloekis. What do you think that nekudas of machloekis does the Mizrah is based on? Why do you think Tosfos was almost forced, these five words of Tosfos were forced to minimize the machloekis Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, and the Ritva was able to maximize it? What do you think that machloekis depends upon? Why did Tosfos feel so constricted, so confined, to say, oh, by the way, Shmuel never really denies it. Don't tell. He really also accepts it for Vera, just by their abundance, he denies the Ritva. He said, no, that's not true. What do you think that depends on? If you think back to the previous year.
The nature of the Zeichor L'Mikdash Mitzvah?
Well, I would even go one step further. What are we talking about in Yom Sheni? What is Daf Lamed talking about? We're talking about Lulav and Yom Sheni. Where? When? What Yom Sheni is the Gemara talking about?
In Gvulman.
What?
In Gvulman.
Really? With everybody?
It has to be.
Who remembers from last year? Last year.
It's either Mikdash or Gvulin.
Machlokes Tosfos Nirvan. Tosfos were the ones who held that the Gemara's talking Gvulin, like Judah saying, the Gemara's talking Gvulin, Gvulin, Gvulin. Because the Gemara's poopling about what's kosher, what's not kosher, is it Yavish Pazar? It's Gvulin, it's not Mikdash. According to Tosfos, it's Mikdash, everything's possible in Mikdash. Remember that Tosfos? That's how we started the sugya a couple of sugyas ago. Tosfos said an entire sugya for Chavtes Beis Ulamanav is talking about Gvulin, we're talking about Bergenfield, Tavshin Pei. It's not talking about the Mikdash Bechal. It's talking about Bergenfield post Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh. So this is a Derabbanan Dikas sugya according to Tosfos. According to the Ramban, when the Gemara said that Lulav Yavish is possible on Yom Sheni, where was the Gemara talking?
Mikdash.
Remember the Ramban's whole breakthrough was the Gvulin doesn't start till 10 blot later. The Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh makes a grand appearance in 10 blot from now. But this sugi is a mikdash, is a deraisa, because sugi according to the Ramban. The Ritva was a Talmud of a Talmud of the Ramban. He learned the sugi as a deraisa, because sugi. The Afa Pichain Shmuel denies mitzvah of Yavera. What do you see from here? That Shmuel denies mitzvah of Yavera, lock, stock, and barrel, even by deraisas. The Balei HaTosfos are l'shitosam. Because the Balei HaTosfos learned that our sugya happens not to be a deraisa. Our sugya happens to be a derabbanan. And just because Shmuel denies mitzvah by derabbanan, that in no shape or form leads us to believe he denies by deraisas. So Tosfos and the Ritva not just coincidentally have machlokes. This is l'shitosam. This is part of last sugya. This is the next step of last sugya. If you believe, like the Ramban and the Ritva, the whole team of Chachmei Sfarad, that the entire sugi b'tchilu v'atzoyf is talking about lulav deraisa, deraisa, deraisa v'mikdosh, and af al pichein Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan going at it, that means they're going at it about is there mitzvah v'aver deraisa or not. And the advantage of this Ritva is now we can answer the kasha leftes, because once you show me that somebody on the radar screen Shmuel denies mitzvah v'aver legame even by deraisas, then I could stick that command of test at the Shmuel's camp and call it a day. But if you're all like Tosfos, who said that the Atzai Sukh is down there, I thought they're abundant anyway. We're talking about Lulav in Bergenfield, not Lulav in Mikdash. So just because Shmuel denies Mitzvah Aver doesn't mean he really denies it. It means he denies it here, but not by their Isis. And therefore, that Teretz will be completely not workable back in Daftes, which is Sukh, which is a their Isis. So this Machlag is Tazim Advah. Is major. It's part of the whole theory of how to learn this entire daf. But for our purposes, Tosfos just destroyed this pshat. Tosfos struck out. Because every answer that we try to stick into Tosfos to explain why in the test we need a pasuk by sukkah, every teretz Tosfos negates. Tosfos bumped out the Darabana Tikka Teretz of Daftas. They bumped out Rabbeinu Peretz's Teretz of Ratzos. They bumped out the Ritvos Teretz. It's only Shmuel. Every Teretz you turn is not true according to Balei Tais and Daflamin. So what happened to Daftas? Bottom line, why does the Gemara need a possible disqualify Sukkah Zerua? We're back to square one. So it's 40 minutes to get back to what we said. Somebody say, it's this kasha that became the basis for a famous yesod, yesod of the Milchas Chinuch. So yesod ha-yesodus of the Milchas Chinuch, it's a yesod that has created a whole world of Torah about it. The pros and the cons, the kashas, the terutzim, the chilukim. Let's see if we can at least get started in the Milchas Chinuch, because the Milchas Chinuch came first and foremost to solve this problem. He was trying to save the Balei Tais Daftas, I'm sorry, Daflamin, from the Kasha Daftas. The Chazir begins with the following Hagdama. It was like Yesoy, general, some ABCs about mitzvahs. It says about the Chinuch. There are many mitzvahs, and probably most mitzvahs, that it's almost like an all or nothing type of mitzvah. Either you do the mitzvah and you're Mekayim the mitzvah, or if you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, then you by definition will Mevat of the mitzvah. Like a marshal. The Torah says to blow shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah. If you blew shofar, you were Yotzei. If you didn't hear the shofar, then you were called a mavash, was a mitzvah. Eat matzah, Pesach night. The Torah says, Bertuch matzah. If you ate it, you were Mekayim. If you weren't Mekayim, then by definition, anyone who wasn't Mekayim matzah, by default, was mavash, was a mitzvah matzah. But then you have other mitzvahs out there that do not have that connected to them. You have mitzvahs out there that if you do it, you're Mekayim it. And if you don't do it, so you break even. Lamasha, that's a good example. If two good examples come to mind. Tzitzis and Sukkah, the two best examples. Tzitzis, if you wear a four-cornered garment and you put strings on it, then you're Mekayim mitzvah. It gets tricky now. If you don't wear a four-cornered garment, then no gain, no loss.
If you
do wear a four-cornered garment without putting strings on it,
there.
That's a bittul mitzvah. The same exact structure and format appears by Sukkah. Third day Chol HaMoed Sukkos, I decide to go into my Sukkah and have my bagel, eat my lunch in the Sukkah. So I'm a kind of mitzvah deraisa of a Sukkah station this year. And if I decide not to eat lunch today, I decide to have an apple today. So an apple is an achilas aroi. Achilas aroi is not called a maisa dira. So maisa dira doesn't have to. It's not a maisa dira. Doesn't have to be done necessarily in the sukkah. So I go out and eat my apple out of the sukkah. I was not mekayim in mitzvah bechlal. Was I mevatel in mitzvah?
Yeah.
No. Break even. Not chayim. No chiyum. No chiyum. I wasn't mekayim, but my ikiyum does not mean that I'm necessarily mevatel. The only way to be mevatel in mitzvah sukkah is if I go ahead and I do a dira that has to be done by sukkos, and I go ahead and do a ma'is adira chutz for sukkah, that's called the bitl mitzvah superstation. So what's called the dira? Go ahead and I take my sandwich and I eat it in the house. So instead of doing the ma'is adira by sukkah station, I did it chutz for sukkah, that's called the bitl mitzvah sukkah. But that's the only way to involve the mitzvah sukkah, by doing a dira outside of the sukkah. You don't do anything, if you don't do any ma'is adira at all, that's like not wearing a bag of dal kantos. That's like most of the shita. Come to Bechas Chinuch now with the next yesod. He says, his din of mitzvah of Yaveira. It's a din yaraisa, slid down from sukkim, mitzvah of Yaveira. What's pshad mitzvah of Yaveira? It's a briska chakira. Is mitzvah of Yaveira din the gavra, mitzvah of Yaveira din the chefza? Namely, when an Yaveira was done, it's a pasula item. The item is pasul, it's a chefza shapsul. Mitzvah Aver means the Torah will not give you credit as a person for doing a mitzvah if in the context of the mitzvah you did a derech aveira. You can't rack a point to Shemayim for mitzvahs that are done derech aveiras. You're not considered to be the mekayim of mitzvah. What does that mean? Says Mechas Chinuch. Let's live in a world before Pesukim for now. Let's apply the rule of mitzvah Aver to mitzvah Shiva Pesukim. Third day Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the guy steals a sukkah, whatever that means. He broke the guy's head down. Whatever happened, we got this. He got a stone. He takes his bagel and he goes into a stone sukkah and he eats the bagel in a stone sukkah. Let's analyze what this person did or did not do. Was he Mekayim sukkah? Was he Mekayim? No, he really wasn't, because the Gavra came. You can't get a Kima mitzvah for a Derech Haver. So you were not Mekayim mitzvah. Does the fact that you weren't Mekayim mitzvah automatically translate to Ninyo Bavashmas a mitzvah? Does the Ikiyum translate to Nina Bittel? No. Why? How do we know? It's no worse than the guy who doesn't eat any bagel. The guy who eats an apple. So Kabbalah Chassidichim says, by the unique mitzvah of Sukkah, or Tzitzit for that matter, where the Ikiyum HaMitzvah does not automatically equate to a Bittel HaMitzvah, mitzvah of Babi Aveira may be enough to declare that you're not Mekayim, but it doesn't say that you did anything fundamentally wrong, except for the Aveira that you did. But in terms of a Bittel Sukkah, you didn't really do. Says Mechas Chinuch, eating in a stolen Sukkah would be the equivalent of
not
eating a bagel, eating an apple, which is per se nothing wrong. That's what the world would have looked like. Lule, if not for the Gzeres HaKos above, Sukkah Gzula Bim Psula. What is the significance, man? Is Chad Sheba Halocha? What is the Torah B'Chadish to me by telling me Ta'asav L'cho, Sukkah Gzula is Psula? A Sukkah Gzula is called a what? It's a Pasul Sukkah. It's a Psul Chavtza. The same way that there are dinim that the schach has to be made out of X, Y, and Z, and you have to have X amount of walls, and you have to have this amount of side. There are dinim that define the chetz of a sukkah.
Like eating in the house.
A sukkah that's a gzula sukkah is like eating in the house. So when the guy eats the bagel in the stolen sukkah, before the gzeres hakasa of l'cha, I would have only disqualified his personal kima mitzvah and gavra based on mitzvah b'aveira, but because of the uniqueness of mitzvah sukkah, that wouldn't have translated to me eating in the house. But Kamash Malah in the Torah, with the second level, the second pasuk, what does the second pasuk teach me? Well, the second pasuk tells me, guess what? This is a pasul sukkah. This is not just the chisar of the gavra per se. That's the unbelievable breakthrough in the chisar. Then the chisar says a little kinach. But there's one aspect of the mitzvah of sukkah that you taka don't need the pasuk for. What is that? You don't need the pasuk for. Because there's one component of sukkah that is closer to the shofar, lulav, kriyashma, matzah model.
The first night.
I gave you away the hint. I read it for the last month of your matzah. The sukkah on the first night is derived from matzah. There, it's not a choice. The Torah doesn't say, by the way, if you're hungry, eat. If you're not hungry, eat. You can eat that. No. There's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. And the guy who doesn't eat in the sukkah on the first night, the ikiyum on the first night translates to mean a bittul. So therefore, vis-a-vis the first night of Sukkot, there never was a need for the Gzeres HaKos of L'cha, L'maisa L'Gazul. That would have been easily covered by the Din D'Oraisa of Mitzvah B'Aveira, which would have disqualified the Kiyum Mitzvah HaGavra. And once the Kiyum Mitzvah HaGavra is missing, then B'Mela, the bittul kicks in. The only necessity for the Gzeres HaKos of Agiz Mitzvah Sinuch is because the rest of the week, it's not that kind of a mitzvah. And therefore, you could have that model of slipping between the cracks, no kiyum, but no bittul. Kamash Malon, here there is bittul. Atkan, you say this in Mechaschim. Could I take a look at Mechaschim inside? Notwithstanding this godless, this amkos in Mechaschim's teretz, somehow, for some reason, in the later world of the Rosh Hashivas, post Mechaschim, the Mestis Mechaschim has become a topic of much discussion and much disagreement. The Mahalach and the Lutfashi Yeshivas for the last 100 years or so has been not to go down this road of Mechas Chinuch for various reasons. And it's interesting because the various reasons why different Yeshivas have argued with this Mechas Chinuch, the arguments that each one presents are contradictory to one another, but some of the common denominators, everyone ends up disagreeing with Mechas Chinuch. You'll see what I mean, at least part of it in a moment. So one of the earlier the Rosh Hashivas who would not accept this Mechas Chinuch was Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shkop argued that there's a fundamental flaw in the Mechas Chinuch. And the fundamental flaw started out with his understanding of what mitzvah of aver is and what it's not. The entire mahalach of the chesidic is predicated on an assumption that mitzvah of aver is not a psalm mechafta. There's nothing really wrong. This is a sukkah. This is a 100% kosher sukkah before the gzeres kosher entered into the scene. The mitzvah of aver is not a chisar in the chafta. And Rav Shimon says he can't believe that's true. You know why he couldn't believe that's true? What does the pasuk say? Avei sam esawat. Gozel piseya. The Navi is comparing stolen goods to mumin. You can talk about mum. About mum is not a chisar in the chafta. What is a chisar in the chafta? What's a chisar in the chafta? Says Rav Shimon, the very mokor, the very source, the engine that's driving the whole dinner of Avera is a chetz oriented halacha. How can you turn around and razzle dazzle shtickle tata? No, it's just a gav oriented halacha. The Rav Shimon said the entire pshat of the Bechas Chinuch cannot even get off the ground because its very understanding of its Avera is flawed. Me'idach gisa, move the clock ahead a couple of years of Leizer Shach had another criticism of the Bechas Chinuch, but the exact opposite of Rav Shimon. Rav Shach argued the Bechas Chinuch was 100% right. Mitzvah of Avera is only did in the Gavra, not like Rav Shimon. Mitzvah of Avera is talking only to the Gavra. Guess what, says Rav Shach? Sukkah Gzuva is also only a psul the Gavra. It's also not a psul the Chavta. There's no way, says Rav Shach, that you can say that eating in the Sukkah Gzuva is like eating in the house. It's like eating in a sukkah with no schach. It's eating with a sukkah without walls. It's lo yitochein to say such a thing, says Rav Shach. And therefore, and we'll see why he was so convinced, it's lo yitochein to say that, therefore the whole teretz of the Chesidich is going to fly. Because the whole teretz of the Chesidich is the chiddush ha-toyra of sukkah gizula, is that it's not just mitzvah vera, it's gavra, now it's the schadish that it's chafza. Says Rav Shach, it's not true. It wasn't the schadish anything. It was once gavra, it's twice gavra. So you understand what I meant now, that Rav Shimon and Rav Shach are mutually exclusive. Rav Shimon said that the whole thrust of the Chesidich is that mitzvah of Avera created a din of the Gavra, the pasuk is a schadish a din in the Chafza. Rav Shimon said it was always a din in the Chafza, Rav Shach says it's still a din in the Gavra. So nobody agrees with the Chesidich, but they end up from Grudna to Bnei Brak, to Tanya Pol, everyone's staying in the Chesidich came from. Everyone's in a different world here. So according to Rav Shimon, everything was chefta from day one. According to Shach, everything was and remains gavra till the end of the Achmas Hayomim. And according to Mechatz Chinuch, everything radically changed with the addition of the pasuk. So why do you think Shach was so convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt against this Mechatz Chinuch? How did he know so poshut that the din of a simple gezula is not a din of a chefta?
Because the Baalim could be sitting right next to you.
That's what Shach's why. He says, I understand. You have two guys sitting in the sukkah, the owner and the ganav. The owner saying Shpizin, the owner singing Rachman Yakim is making a brach, is Yotzi Der Ice and everything, and the other guy's not Yotzi anything. But Shemana does it. A pair of tefillin, it's kosher for some people, not for other people. The lulav is kosher for me, not for you. Well, it's a leitzalim, says Rishach. Either you're the name, either it's a chavetz, it's kosher, it's not kosher. The fact that you have such a zachimuk in halacha that for one guy it's kosher, one guy it's not, is that really see chlor from here that it's not a din in the chavetz, it's only a din in the gavra.
So why can't you have that? The lulav can be good for one person.
Because the Teretz says, but it's a chefz of kosher, it's a lulav. It's a kosher lulav. It's just
lulav,
a,
but it's halachically.
Right, no, that's fine. But you're going to, once you tell me it's halachically a sukkah, then I'm going to say to you, I'm not eating outside. That's Rav Shach's taina. That was Rav Shach's taina. So Rav Shach then went the extra mile to prove to you, not just intuitively, I'm going to prove to you from the word of Allah, says Rav Shach, that it has to be what I'm saying. I'm going to give you a test case. I'm going to throw out the test case for you to think about it a little bit. We'll pick up with this mitzvah next week. Test case. Says Rav Shach. There happens to be a din called Tasa Bamarasu. A sukkah has to be built after we have to build a sukkah. It can't come about what? By itself. Let's say, for example, there's a big pile of hay. And a guy walks into the pile of hay and starts making a little hole in it. Oh, by golly, gee. He's making a pathway to walk through. Oh, now, by golly, what I got? I got schach on top of me. That's no good. It's possible in the Torah. It's on the first part. The schach came about by itself. This is a shock. Would anybody in their right mind ever say the following? I stole a sukkah. It's third day Chol Hamoed. And the owner comes to me and says, you know what? It's a week after Yom Kippur. I'm going to Chol. You can have this sukkah. Would anyone ever say that sukkah is possible now? Would you ever say such a silly thing, says Rashach? In a million years, you'd never say such a thing. Why not? Formulate why you wouldn't say it. Because there was nothing wrong with the sukkah that was stolen also. Something wrong with you. Tassel and also is exclaiming the chefza. The chefza shel sukkah has to be derech asiyah. The chefza shel sukkah can't come into existence by itself. Here, the chefza shel sukkah was kosher from day one. There was a chisor bitzal, a psula gavra, that you can't sit the stolen sukkah, but the sukkah is kosher. That's not toyface of the tassel and also. Rav Shach says, no one would ever argue with what I just said. He doesn't say it's lush. He's saying it's milsa the pshit at the madnoi. And he says, because it's so poshut, it's such a clear indication of his mahalach that Tzul Gzul is not absolutely in the chavs of the have to wait till next week. Not if we're in Greece to Rav Shach. On this very motion itself. Hopefully that's next week we'll pick up this Nakuza and then keep on branching out a little more into the sigils of the
I'm not like the three shining, but it's about my neighbors in fact.